Indiana firefighters saving the life of a farmer trapped inside of a grain bin just days after they had the training. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, many times when you hear about a farmer who has been trapped inside of a grain bin, the outcome is often tragic. However, last Wednesday, the Fountaintown Fire Department in Shelby County was called to a farm to rescue a farmer trapped inside of a grain bin. And thankfully, this story not only has a very happy ending, it also involves a great deal of coincidence.
The timing of everything was really crazy, honestly, the fact that we'd just done this training.
And that's Claire Gray, public information officer and a volunteer with the Fountaintown Fire Department. She and her fellow firefighters had just completed grain bin rescue training in Seymour just days before the incident.
They talked about how people would get called during their class to go do a rescue, and I thought, wow, that's probably not going to happen. But another thing that helped with the timing was the fact that the farmer that was in the grain bin was practicing good technique, and they made sure that they had somebody out there with them to call 911 as soon as they realized they were trapped, which is something that is so important to emphasize to farmers getting in grain bins.
Dean Tyner is chief of the Fountaintown Fire Department. In addition to his team getting the training just days earlier, he says that a grain bin rescue tube had already been donated to his department by Bungie in Morristown to use for such an emergency.
We put up the grain bin rescue tube that we have on our truck, and we got it in to the bin and around the gentleman that was trapped. And shortly after we acquired the access to get him in and get everything around him, we used some other equipment from various other departments that showed up and were able to get him freed. The gentleman refused any medical treatment, didn't want to go to the hospital, and walked away from the incident, which is pretty spectacular.
Chief Tyner says both the training and having the grain bin rescue tube have been invaluable.
It's not the first one I've been on. We've had another one a few years ago, and it was the same situation, and the gentleman walked away from that one as well. So if I don't ever do another one, at least I've had two, and the outcome has been good.
He says he's proud of the efforts of his team and other nearby departments to save that farmer's life.
It's always nice to be able to save somebody, and especially when it's something like that, that you know the majority of the outcomes are never good. And when you can change that and make it a positive outcome, you're pretty proud of everybody.
Gray recommends that all Indiana fire departments put a plan into place to respond to grain bin entrapment calls.
At the very least, if you can't get your hands on the equipment or the training, at least come up with a plan to be able to get those resources in place once you get that call.
You can see photos from that grain bin rescue and read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.